Good morning, we're continuing Chayel Mechel Shabbos, and we're starting Klal Lamed Vav. Klal Lamed Vav is the Malacha of Mechatech, one of the Lamed Tetz Malachas. So the Chayadim introduces what that is, while in the Mishkan, one of the steps of the process of processing leather was to cut it to a certain size for what they needed. So the process of cutting it to something to a certain size to use it is going to be the Malach of Mechatech. Chayyam tells us that Mechatech, or Al Kodobr Shahodim Mechatech, anything the person is cutting, which Umakbet Al Midosai, and he has a specific size that he needs. Bain eights, whether it's a piece of wood that he's cutting to a size, or Matechas, or a piece of metal. Afilo Noitzes Shaloif. The more is a case where a person is taking up the tips of feathers, the tips and are soft enough that you could use them as stuffing inside of a pillow. The other end of the feather is coarser and harder, and it's not really good to fill a pillow with it. So a person goes to the feather and cuts off the top where the soft bristles are. So he's cutting it at a specific size. So that's going to be enough to be considered an act of mechatech. He's cutting something to a size. He has a certain amount that he wants, length or width, and the action is done intentionally. So mechatech is different than certain malachas. It's not shaykh adamash enim iskabin. The whole point is that you have a usage, and you're cutting it to that size to be able to use it. That's what lends itself to the cheshivas of the malacha. So in a case where the action is done, even in the case where it's a psik resha, but since he does not have a use for it, that's more than malacha shenis shikul gufa. That's the whole that is missing the definition of the malacha. The definition of the malacha being something which it's a purposeful cut. That is the definition of the malacha. Here it was not a purposeful cut. The difference is not going to be chayiv. Avachaytech derech hefsin. A person does it in a way which is makalkal. Beloy kavana lemidos, or he has no interest in a certain size. Al kmisasek or kmisachek, even if he's just like playing around to cut something, sometimes you see a person does something with their hands. They have a piece of straw in their hands, and they snap it, and they're snapping it into smaller and smaller pieces. They're not doing anything with those pieces. They have no need to have a certain size of the piece. It's not that, even though they are intentionally are snapping it, they're not trying to snap it to a certain size. And therefore, in that case, a person would be potter. So we have a case where a person is doing the action intentionally, but the intention is not enough to do the act of cutting it. It has to be that he's cutting it to a functional size. Now the Chayyam uses the language over here, Amidas Arka, Amidas Rachbay Bechartech. He's makrid on a certain size. I said, how makrid does this hakpar have to be in order to be chayyam? Does it have to be that he's mamish down to the millimeter, to the centimeter, to the inch? What are we talking about? So for the fact that we have, they just gave the case of the feathers. If the person is not measuring them at the top, the person has a certain estimation, he knows his business, and he basically tears off the upper part of the feather, which is the soft part. That's his hakpada. His body is not a certain size. One feather might be longer, one feather might be shorter, depending on the different parts of the bird, etc. The person knows what he's doing, will know where to tear those things off. As long as the act is an act which is intentional, that he has a specific usage of this item, even though he's not measuring it, he's doing an act of measuring, there's no mesartate involved. We're not discussing a case where there simply is mesartate. So cutting something be'erich, or approximately, is also an act of, will also be an act of mechate. This is a point that Mr. Krelitz points out in his Sefer Chutzani, and Rafalk in his Sefer Tochem Shomer points this out as well. The mechatech does not require to have a very specific size. We mentioned that cutting through a rope a twine, which is keeping a bakery box, that's not a problem of kareya. So it will not be kareya, but it would be if a person has a specific size, what they want to cut the twine into. They want to save it for a different time. They want to cut it to a certain size. So the person would enter into the world of mechatech. Mr. Hashem, we will clarify some more pratim about mechatech in the next few days. And meanwhile, have a good day.